Previously on the Rob Lesperance Radio Show, live from Adams Park.
So Saturday afternoon, we are live from Adams Park this afternoon. It's the Wickham-Morecambe game this afternoon. Looking forward to that.
Well,
Luke and Sally have joined us. Luke, you made it up from the studio from Coffee Lounge.
Just like Gareth Ainsworth, I cycled through the rain and I made it here. Except I didn't cycle.
He didn't say.
That's why it's raining.
Yeah.
Well done to Gareth, though. For cycling from where
I heard this.
Yeah.
I heard this down in like miles away.
Yeah.
Fuel shortage, got on a bike, rode up to training.
Yeah. Well, not an easy way to get. There's not like a straight road from where he lives either, so.
I've not been invited.
Have you not? Maybe he'll invite you around for tea.
I would like to go to one of his Volibon evenings, if I'm honest. Anyway, look at this. You brought the weather with
as
you.
As always, when I'm at Adams Park, it's raining.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're still here. And if anyone's thinking we're indoors, we're not.
No,
we are outside. Reasons why you should visit Morecambe.
Can I guess one? So they are legendary for something, especially with football, and that's their pies.
Yes.
Actually, that's not one of them.
Morecambe fans will be upset about that.
Now, Luke has left us, actually. He's gone inside in the dry. It's typical, isn't it?
I'm standing in the cold still.
Typical, isn't he?
Who gets the Ignite Player of the Month competition winner this month.
Okay. Oh, do we know where that's going to happen? Is that actually pitch side, or is that going to be done?
I believe I've been told to be by the pitch, ready by 3:40, so somewhere in that area.
It's quite wide.
Yeah, I'm by the... I don't know what side, I'll just walk round.
Yeah, just go around in circles, you'll eventually find someone. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm currently in Oxford. They didn't say which pitch, they just said go to a pitch. So.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you.
Very, very, very good. There we go, we'll give you one
Thanks.
Of those. It's not that bad today. I mean, the temperature's supposed to be anywhere. No. It's not really super cold.
It's still double figures, isn't it?
No, it's my body's fine. I've wrapped up warm, it's just my toes.
Yeah, can you imagine what she's going to be like when we get to December?
We'll have to get her out doing laps around the pitch or something.
Now that I would pay
That's
money
a good
to
idea.
See, actually, if I'm brutally honest.
I know, I don't know if this is new, maybe for this year, but where the goalkeepers are doing their warm-ups, the Morecambe side have seemed to have brought themselves like a massive net so that if any go over, they doesn't hit their own fans, which I thought was quite nice.
That's really good, isn't it?
And there is one at the Wickham end as well, so it must be new, because Wickham's got one as well.
Oh, there we go. I haven't seen that, actually.
You know, how they ran, like, cricket matches? You know, on cricket matches, they have, like, those big nets so that ball doesn't go flying. That's what they've got.
Is that they don't hit anyone's tee?
Yeah, I think it's after you, Rob, actually. They heard you, and they went, actually, what we need is some tee protection.
Thank you very much for that. Maybe 25, 30 minutes, something like that, and then we're going to be announcing... the Player of the Month award. That will happen pitch side. Luke, you'll be able to.
People keep asking me if I know who it is. I don't.
Oh, you must do.
No, I don't. I don't know.
You actually don't know. Okay, interesting.
Don't do predictions, please.
Oh, I see. You have to do predictions.
You do I hate them as well, but you do kind of have to do them.
You have to do them. I asked my son, because he's a big Wickham Wanderers fan, what his prediction was. And I think he said he thought it was going to be 2-1 this afternoon. We might see 3-1 Wickham. So we'll see. That was his prediction. You reckon 2-1?
Two.
Somebody else going 2-1. You reckon 2-1 or 2-0?
2-0.
There you go. Prediction. Live prediction. 2-0. What's your thoughts? There you go. You've had two to go from, but you can make your own prediction.
5-1 Wickham.
5-1 Wickham. Ah.
Oh, that's a bit of
that's a confident,
mind
bullish.
You, saying that, in the week, the famous red boots were out. The leather skin boots were out in the week.
See. So I have this theory
so
that whenever...
he's got them today...
Yeah, I have this theory. You know this, Sal.
Yes.
Whenever Ainsworth puts his red boots on... we do better.
Yes, we do. Right. We do.
There is probably no... there's no method in that. Nope. It's just
but they were on in the week. He had them on in the week, so... He did. And we won.
5-1 from you, Sally. What's your prediction on this?
I'll go 2-1.
2-1, Luke?
I'm going to say... I'm not a fan of predictions either. I'm going to say 2-1.
2-1. All right. Good stuff. Do you remember Phil Catchpole, by the way?
I know,
Mr. Catchpole to you. He was he was on the sports show years ago. Also on Wickham Sound as well. Defected to him for the BBC. Don't want to talk about that. Luke has just bumped into him, and he has a prediction as well.
Yeah, I've just been having a lovely catch up with Phil, and he said 2-1, but he also did say that's what I say for every match, including the Man City game. So there you go. But you know, I like to think that we both said the same thing, so that's good.
So predictions
2-1 to Wickham.
2-1. So the predictions that we've had from various people so far: 2-1, 5-1, 2-0, all of which saying Wickham winning.
Yes.
Which is going to be rather good. And if it does happen, that will be great, because it's been a little while since we've won against Morecambe. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that one.
I'm on the pitch.
Are they going to let you on the grass?
You on
the grass?
Yeah. I'm on the grass.
Ooh. Okay, fine.
Pitch side.
You're not supposed to do that, but you're not supposed to be on there.
Oh, the floodlights are on. No, I was invited
because
on.
You walked on the pitch, they suddenly switched them on, did they? I see. That's how it.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was for me so I could see. Joined by Ramon, who is with Ignite. Ramon, nice to speak to you this afternoon. Tell me about the weather.
I know. Nice to meet you too, Luke. Regardless of the weather, it's still going to be a fantastic game. Wickham are on great form. Really, really excited about their performance today, and yeah, the rain's not going to hamper that.
Exactly. Ignite have been sponsoring the club for a little while now. Why do you do it? I mean, it's, they're such a community team, aren't they?
Oh, and that's exactly it. We were hooked on Wickham Wanderers the minute we met them. Each year we've done more and more. We've kind of innovated with our ideas. They've embraced all of the initiatives that we've come up with. One of them today is the Player of the Month, which we're going to be announcing shortly. There's more to come. We've got some great experiences with the players coming soon, and then we're also going to do stuff for the fans, for both the season ticket holders and the Wickham fans, to find a way of rewarding them and their loyalty as well throughout the season.
And that's what you said about the club. They are very open to listening to people that want to be part of the community inside the club, not just the fact they're outside, and work with them and do basically how they can help each other.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the vision of Peter and Rob Cohig is driving better experiences for everybody, not just the fans, but families, businesses, just embracing people to want to be part of the spirit of Wickham Wanderers. And I think it's a fantastic future for Wickham Wanderers, that's for sure.
Completely agree with you. We've been asking predictions. Do you have one for today?
I'm going to go for a Wickham 2-0 win.
2-0 win. Okay, we've had a lot of 2-1s, so 2-0. No goals going in today for Morecambe?
No, absolutely not. I think Dave's performing brilliantly at the moment, so I'm going to stick with a 2-0 Wickham win.
Perfect. Thank you, Ron, and thank you for Ignite, for of course sponsoring for the Wickham and being part of this community.
Thank you, Luke. Absolute pleasure. Lovely to meet you.
There you go. That is Ramon from Ignite, and we are going to be doing the Player of the Month very, very shortly.
So when you listen to Ramon there, you can just tell that there's a real love for Wickham Wanderers, a real family feel to the club, and as one of the sponsors, you can just tell how delighted they are to be doing it as well. It's nice to hear that. Okay, so you're actually on the pitch. I'm not entirely sure you should be. Do they know you're on the pitch?
No, I was invited on. I'm actually in the home dugout. I think we are about to do it any minute now. So let's see how this goes, and we'll find out who is Player of the Month. For the, so there is a photo opportunity in the rain, so they're all having to put their umbrellas down, which they're not very happy about.
It's quite funny, actually, listening to you do the commentary and talking to Ramon there. We could hear the rain pitter-pattering off presumably either an umbrella or a coat you're wearing. It's raining quite hard out there at the moment.
Yeah, it's probably coming off my... Yeah, it's not very nice at all. I can tell you, though, that it is Gareth McCleary who is Player of the Month. Once again, Knight Player of the Month. Gareth McCleary has got it, no surprises there. He's been excellent this season, and a lot of the fans are talking about it as well. So Gareth McCleary, number 12, is this year's... this month's Player of the Month.
Which was Tom's prediction, actually. Tom was predicting...
And he's very excited because he's just been given some drink. Yeah, okay. He's got a very nice hamper and some drinks has been given as well, so he's very, very happy.
Which he can't open yet, obviously, for obvious reasons.
No, I was going to say, you can have to have after the match, yeah. That's going to be an after the match thing, I would imagine.
Yeah. So there we go, good. So Gareth McCleary, Player of the Month, has been there's been voting happening all through the week and announced today, which, as I say, we predicted about an hour ago.
Yeah, exactly, there you go. What do we get? What do we win for that?
Absolutely.
There you go. Gareth McCleary just been confirmed to the Chairboy fans. A round of applause from all three sides of the stadium. Morecambe fans giving them a clap as well, which is very good.
Luke, are you still on the pitch?
No, I've come off now, but I must say thank you to Ignite, who have given me an umbrella.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Very good indeed. I hear it's not the first time you've been on the pitch at Adams Park, Luke.
Is it not? Oh, no, I did the penalty shootouts.
Yes,
when I was
did.
A very small
when,
child.
When you were a little Luke.
I wasn't very good at it.
Little Luke.
Was this
a Hughenden...
Hughenden FC.
Hughenden FC.
Play football for, yeah.
Oh. Well, you've spoken a lot during those songs, haven't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. And we have... and I want photos of this as well. I can't imagine...
I have got photos, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to see those.
Oh,
do you know what, Luke? Do you know what? Don't take this the wrong way. Right? Don't take this the wrong way. We all love you and everything, but I can't for one minute imagine you being any good at football.
It was all right.
No, as I can't see you being very good at football either.
I wasn't, no. And I never played in a football team.
No, he wasn't too bad.
No, exactly, no.
I was always the last one to be picked in the
PE. No, I was always the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I was always the one who was last to be picked in the PE queue, but don't let that worry you. It's always the way.
And here we come. Here comes the teams.
We will see you back here next Saturday. We're live from Wickham Wanderers again next Saturday. Have yourself a fantastic week. Good luck to Wickham. Keep your fingers crossed. What do we say? We say,
Charge, boys.
Charge,
boys.
Come on, you boys.